everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English and to learn something new about America and Europe. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hello, everybody. Today, we are going to take you to the airport. Well, listeners, this time Cindy is not here with me, but don't worry, we will listen to her beautiful voice later on anyway. She's traveling around the States at the moment, and that's why I thought of this episode about airplane travel. There's a lot of vocabulary to revise about it. Okay, well, before you even get to the airport, you'd better double-check your tickets, all the documents you need to bring along, as well as the weight and dimensions of your bags. You don't want to pay any unforeseen costs for your excess baggage or miss your flight just because of some silly oversight, do you? No, I'm sure you don't. All right, so picture yourself at the airport, embarking on a wonderful vacation, or preparing for an important business trip. You're ready and willing to fly! Well, at least I would be, because I love flying. I always choose a window seat to better enjoy the takeoff, that's the moment when the plane leaves the ground, as well as the touchdown, that is the moment when the plane lands. I really love the view you can see from the window when you fly above the clouds. But some people prefer the aisle seat because they like the additional leg room or freedom to leave their seat more easily. I'm as far as one can be from being airsick. You know, you're airsick when you suffer from motion sickness. And this can happen on boats, cars, planes, amusement rides, etc. Okay, first off, if you're in the States, your flight can be international or domestic. You need to go to domestic departures if you fly within the country, or to international departures if you fly abroad. Each airport is designed differently, and some can be quite large. Be sure to look carefully at airport monitors for your gate information. And don't be afraid to ask airport personnel for some help. That's what they're there for. Before landing, I always take a look in the seat pocket in front of me for the convenient airport maps located in airline magazines. These diagrams are helpful to familiarize yourself with arrival airports. It can be a direct flight, or you may have to make a stopover or layover. That means you have to stop down at more than one airport and switch planes in order to reach your destination. There's a lot of checking in to be done, and that's the boring thing about flying. You need to present your tickets and proper identification with a photo ID and check your baggage in. The bigger suitcases are to be stored below the plane. Be sure to check your airline's baggage allowances online before going. Fees and baggage limits vary greatly, and you may be asked to pay for your first or second suitcase depending on the airline's rules. Check online to avoid unexpected surprises. Then you need to go through security, together with your carry-on bags. These are the small bags you take on the plane with you to be put in the overhead compartment. Most flights allow you one carry-on bag and one personal item, like a purse or a computer bag. But even these rules can vary on small commuter planes with weight restrictions. Security will scan your bags, purses, laptop computers, and check for liquids and anything else they find questionable. You may be asked to remove your jacket, belt, shoes, watch, and large jewelry for scanning as well. keep all your liquids or gels, and for women that means cosmetics, in a small, clear, resealable plastic bag for security to check easily. Then you eventually get to the gate, where you wait until you can board the aircraft, that is to get on the plane. Of course, you're going to need your boarding pass, the document that lets you enter the plane, and your passport or picture identification available as well. Now it's time to get in contact with Cindy. Hey, Cindy. Cindy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you quite well. Hi, Marta.
Hi.
And hi, everyone. I'm back home in the States this month, traveling around and visiting with my family. So I understand that you're talking about flights today?
Yeah, by the way, could you tell us something about baggage claim? I know you've had some hard times recollecting your bags more than once, right?
Oh, girl, don't even get me started. Last Christmas, an airline that shall remain nameless lost my bags for 8 days.
Wow.
But this is common for me. It happens every time I fly. I get off the plane, go down to baggage claim to pick up my bags, and they never arrive on time. I mean, they always arrive eventually, a day or two later, but I just have them delivered to my hotel. So, for all of you listening, if your bags get lost, don't worry. Just look for the baggage office related to your airline and fill out the proper documentation with all of your contact information. The airport will work hard to get those bags to you as soon as possible. So don't panic. It's not such a big deal. Believe me, I'm an expert.
Another possible inconvenience about flights is flying through some turbulence.
Turbulence? Well, a margarita will take care of that nicely. But if you're not a drinker, again, don't worry. I don't know the exact statistics, but thousands of planes take off and land safely every day around the world. Wind turbulence is just a normal part of flying. So don't panic if you feel some bumps along the journey. The pilot may even illuminate the fasten seatbelt sign. Just buckle up and don't worry. I've been much more afraid riding along inside a car on Italian highways than I ever have in an airplane.
You're right. Cindy, could you remind our listeners about the word complimentary?
Complimentary, important word. That means it's free. It won't cost you anything. When you fly on a budget, for instance, and you purchase a low-cost ticket or an economy seat, you need to check for what is complimentary and what is not. For instance, you may be offered a complimentary snack, but you may have to pay for any other foods or beverages, and it could be very expensive. Water, soda, and a small bag of nuts or crackers are usually free, depending on the duration of your flight. It may be a good idea to grab a bite, that means to eat something quick, at the airport before your departure.
All right, Cindy, that's it for now. We'll let you go back to your traveling and to your jet lag.
Oh, jet lag. Well, that's another story. There is a 6-hour time difference between Italy and the American East Coast, and my internal clock is still adjusting. It was nice talking with you, everybody. I wish you a great day. Marta, I'll see you soon, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, listeners, before we go, I want to thank a few of you. Henrietta, Maria, Derek, Darko, Alejandro. And I also want to thank Skip Montreux for all his nice words about our podcast. He's running a great podcast, too. It's about business English. And if you're interested, check it out at downtobusinessenglish.com. Everybody come visit us at myamericanfriendblog.com, where you can read the transcript of this episode together with a lot of interesting posts we have already uploaded to help you improve your English. Of course, you still find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, podomatic.com and martinocenti.com. But now we also have our blog, myamericanfriendblog.com. See you there. Bye-bye. My American friend.